which I, Baruch Hashem, came across many years ago, is the Bahag. The Bahag is one of the Gdolei Rishonim that I imagine you may have heard of. I think I told you once.
Sirtu Tesis.
Correct. Tesis quotes it there. The Bahag, and my hope is exactly whom he was, whether he was one of the Gaonim, another Rishon. I once wrote a paper on this for a course that I took with Abchaim Soloveitchik, Hashem Yarach Yomav.
Dr. Grach.
So I was very, very young. I was literally younger than you are, all of you. And I had to go to his cubicle in the library. I told the story of what's happened. What's important is that the Bahag says over here, he writes, the Bahag is minyan mitzvah. He did not necessarily feel that he had to be constrained by the Gemara and Makkos that says there are only 613 mitzvahs. The Bahag said, no. It could be thousands of mitzvahs. That's where the Rambam goes to town against the Bahag to say there and say for mitzvahs. So here he counts, upper left-hand corner, the Mi'an HaMitzvah Shalom, the Pashas HaMetzur L'Tzibur, Pashas Tachnunim. What does it mean, Pashas Tachnunim? What does it refer to? So the Ramban, who always defends the Bahag against the attacks of the Rambam, that's one of the Ramban's major roles, so he writes over here that upper right-hand corner, we are referring to a Pasha that's found in Kisisa. The Pasha by Echal. We say every time this, we learn the Pasha by Echal Moshe, as Bnei Hashem Elokav. Says the Ramban, Aval Tachnunim, Vihi. I corrected the type over here. Vihi Pasha by Echal Moshe. Trinasel Shem Moshe Aben Olav Hashomam Al Maisa Egel. He Etzlo Pasha Sibor. According to the Bahag, what is this? By Echal consists, what is it essentially? It's the Pasha of Tfilah B'Tzibor. Shemimena nilmo tachnuni b'shas atzores. Moshe Omer, v'yav Hashem al panav ha'ikar, g'mor ha'shoshan yudzayim, v'lam ha'shinesad v'akad v'bon k'shi ha'tzibor. V'er lo Moshe, v'yam ala kol man sh'yisor ha'chaykum l'fanai, ha'say l'fanai k'seder ha'zeh, v'ani v'aych alahem. So what does the Ramban refer to? He refers to that the Bahag is telling us that there's a din of tefillah b'tzibor d'oraisa. And this din is Be'ez Sora. By the way, you do know, I'm not telling you a tradition, I'll get to it in a second, but you take a look at the Megillah Sester, which is one of the Mephoshim on the Sefer HaMitzvot. Take a look right directly below. Umashe Heilitz Od Al Bala Bahag, Be'aviyo B'minyan Parshat Vayichal Moshe, Yomashi Parshat Lamedas Adoros Is Bala Be'ez Sora, Ani Eimer Ki Ein Tzorach. There's no need, says the Megillah Sester, who always ends up defending the Rambam against the attacks of the Ramban. The Ramban defends the Bahag against the Rambam, and the Megillah Sester feels the need to defend the Rambam. It's called Megillah Sester, correct? That's the name of the Sefer. And he says, Shaharei kvar bo tzibu l'ispal b'chol yoy, v'akol b'chlal b'nei tzorma b'nei
Haroya.
Harvacha. B'nei Harvacha. The Megillah Sester claims that there's no need.
Is it deraisa though?
1 second. There's no need to count the separate of tefillah b'tzibur as the Ramban contended according to Bahag. There's no need for it. Why? Because already it's tzibur deraisa to daven every day. And this is Yadua, the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban on the bottom of page one. That you are obviously everyone knows this machlokes. Everyone. This is like the teachers to children at the age of 5. That the shita of Rambam is it's first of all a Mishnah in Brachos. What daven is that Mishnah? You people know already daven. I'm now actually surrounded by people, Baruch Hashem, who are learning Daf Yemi, with a tremendous rigor, including some members of my family, and they even can tell you literally the Dapin. So on Daf Kof, it's a famous Mishnah in Brachos, and even women are chayav in tefillah. The Gemara said, I would have thought women are potter because mitzvah say shazman groma, kamashuan. No, tefillah is rachamim. Women are chayav. Women also are in need of rachamim as well. But the Rambam Shita, look at the bottom of the page.
Mincha also.
We're talking, how many tefillahs women are chayiv in the Machokas of Rishonim? Machokas HaPoskim. So the Rishabura passed the women should daven two tefillahs.
Is that just what I said? Or
what they should daven exactly?
Modani.
The Raisa, that's according to Magen Avraham. The Avraham based on the Rambam Shita. Tefillah the Raisa, take a look over here. We have it down at the bottom here. Hilas Tefillah Perakal, Valach Aleph and Reish. Rambam says, what's the Raisa tefillah? He said, Mitzvah Seh L'Sbal B'chol Yom. Every day is a chayiv the Raisa. He doesn't tell you how many times. The Mechir Davis, the Magen Avraham says that a woman could daven a tefillah, it sounds like the Magen Avraham, Meida Adi Lepanecha Melech Hai Bekayim, Shechazadni Ben Shvasi, Bechemla, Kama, Rabbe Emun Asach, Adi Shnei Mishabrua. So in Halacha Beis, you had, what was that?
Esnachta.
Esnachta, correct. In Halacha Beis, it says, Chiyav Mitzvah Zul Kachu. What is the Chiyav of this mitzvah? Shei Odom Mishanin Mishpala Bechol Yom, ומגיד, מגיד השבח על הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואחר כך שואל צורכוב, ובקושב תחינו, ואחר כך שבח ודואר. So this is a very ידוע, the Rambam Shita is that what is Tfilah d'Oraisa? Tfilah d'Oraisa consists of three components, tripartite, Shevach, Bakosha Vodo. So any Tfilah that has in it Shevach, Bakosha Vodo, a woman is Yetzeh Hachiyah b'Oraisa of Davini, and so that's what they say, in the Magen Avraham, seems to imply that Meida Ani L'Fanecha, what's Meida? Vodoya. Melech HaVikayim, Shevach. The only problem is, what's missing? Bakosha. So you have to add a little Bakosha in, that's what Rabbi says, Salavetchik, as Salavetchik used to call his father, called Rav Chaim. That on that Magen Avraham, you have to add a bakosha in order to the tefillah.
Don't women daven like Shmona Esrei?
One second. So men have a different obligation than women, but a woman, according to Magen Avraham, is obligated in one tefillah that has an itshah bakosha vodah, and with that she's yet to say the din daraisa tefillah on a daily basis. Men daven three times a day. Women daven two tefillahs. But the third tefillah, Ma'ariv, the Rishonim say the Rif and Rosh writing brachas, that women will not be kavel upon themselves tefillahs Ma'ariv. Gemara's a machlokes, but the Ma'ariv is a shus achayva. How do we pass on the halacha? Ma'ariv is a shus. It's option. However, men kibalnu al asmenu tefillas ma'ariv kicholu. We accepted it, and women did not accept it. What about if you have a woman who does accept? So I know that the wife of Nosh Shiva, that she davens shachas mincha ma'ariv. Very bedachtig about it. The wife of Nosh Shiva, Torah Shraga. I heard from Nosh Shiva.
Does that not fall into the Yerushalmi?
No.
Don't fall in the Yerushalmi?
No, because the women can be makabel upon themselves if they wish to. I know the Yerushalmi is talking about. What was that?
We asked Rav Shefter what the chiluk was between someone who's not commanded in something and does it anyway.
No, but here the Yerushalmi say explicitly that it's true, women will not makabel upon themselves as a chiyuv, but if they do, then it becomes actually almost a kind of minhag tov. That probably would be quite hard to ask the darn.
When would you be the grad?
Okay, that's a good question. What to get has run with that Yerushalmi? It needs a lot of attention. It's not so posh at all. But anyway, I'm just indicating to you that the Ramban does not agree with this Ramban. The Ramban here on page number 2. The Ramban holds that this is not so. Hello? On page number 2, the Ramban is holding on the Ramban. Tfil is not the Raisa. When is Tfil the Raisa? Only days Sara. Only in the time of Sara, the Ramban here writes, I underlined it on page 2. Elabadi kolinyan atfila eno chayve klal. It's not a chiyud araisa, no chiyud araisa, the daven, abo, hu mi midas chesed haberi yizbarach, she shemea v'ayna b'chol karein eilam. Wow. What is tfila? An act of incredible chesed on the part of Hashem yizbarach. That he listens when we call to him. V'yikra akosu l'odu b'chol avavchem mitzvasei, she tia kol avadaseinu l'okel yisale b'chol avavavenu, Lever b'kavona b'tzir shleimu l'shmai u'bein hira v'ra lo shenasa mitzvah b'kavona etc. etc. Ramban she goes on the bottom of the page here tells you that when it's tefila d'oraisa only be'ez tzara. So Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of saying that there's really no machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. He contended like this. He contended that the machlokes between them because the Ramban he quotes two makores for his shita be'ez tzara. One of pasuk in chumash b'aleitzva ki savol mechama be'atzchem al atzar atzor eschem v'ariyezem achatzeisveis. And the other is the Tugim in Lachem Aleph per Ches, when the investiture of the Beis Hamikdash took place. So there it speaks about all types of terrible situations that occur, Rav and Batsoret, famine and Melchama, with an obligation to daven. Those two Psukim in Baal Eischem, Lachem Aleph per Ches, indicate Eis Tzara, which requires Tfilah d'Oraisa. But the Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's no machlokes. What's the issue? How do you define Eis Tzara? The Rambam Pshita is we are perpetually Eis Tzara. By the way, even though I have difficulty with that in the Rambam,
it's in the Gemara.
One second.
Eis Tzara Shesem Afar Torah Sechal. That's like half the dinim that we have, no?
Ma Kesher between Ma Inyan Shemitah Eis Arsina. Apples and potatoes. Ein Kesher B'chlau. Between that and this, he was talking about. That's a divin halacha that during certain circumstances, to a sechah that we're allowed to do what? To write down Torah Bal Peh. Write down Torah Bal Peh because it's last Hashem. If you're a sechah, the Rambam Dagdoma is the Chassam Sefer. Kashem Adonai Soloveitchik. Dagdoma, the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has a long arichus. He goes on and goes through the different generations. They all wrote down. The Gaonim wrote what they wrote. Then the Rishonim started writing, and then we have Achrenim writing, and then I'm writing. Rambam says, why? Because it's Eis Sora. Because it's last Hashem. If you're a sechah. There's no connection to this whatsoever. But I can't. Anyway, so that's all basic said. The Shitas Ramban, what tzara is Machai Tzilah the Isa? A cataclysmic tzara, such as famine, such as Achman Litzlan, we're now in a cataclysmic tsar.
Oh, no.
Name it. Correct. Velo Zachul Atov. This Corona is Lo Zachul Atov Bechlal. Chavayim is Zachul Atov, but not Corona. Lo Zachul Atov. I sang it yesterday. 2 days ago. Yesterday. Zachul Arah. That's a Mechayim at Tfilah D'Oraisa. We have to daven to Hashem Yitbarach to get rid of this Magefa. But even the Amim Shita, that Asalesi thought existentially what is constantly the Esara. Who knows what can happen? Look at this. Overnight, the whole world is engulfed in a calamity which has become existentially, I can't know how to describe it. Devastating. Partially devastating from every single standpoint. And one never knows what can happen to a person in a split second. Achman Litzan. The Baruch Hashem operates the Pitomiyut. Instantaneously, as I said, Trump thinks he controls the world. Putin thinks he certainly controls the world. Baharaya, he's going to be there, the Rosh Hashanah, until 2036. He just changed all the rules. He's in complete control. Iran, think they're in complete control. And now they're falling like flies. Only the Bershom is in control. Yad Hashem Mechavenet. Anyone who has a shtickle emuna, and anyone who sees what's happening bechlal around him, and I only have one advantage over you. It's called age before beauty. Anyway, so this is Machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam. And now I want to show you a bit further. Page number 3. 1 second, page number 3. I don't see it in the Rambam so clearly. On page number 2, we saw that in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, that I'm now page 2, page 1, I quote the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Lamish in the Satan, I quote the Rabban quoted this Gemara. And the Rabban said a whole Shir on this too. When do you cry, Itof Rosh? The Rabban tried to figure out when you have to put the towels over your head. Oh boy, I'm telling you, what an Asek. That's an Asek. When do you put the towels over your head? So many people wear the entire davening. Here in Yeshiva, we have Rabbeim, they hold like the Bach. In the Bach state, that you have to keep eat of the entire davening from beginning to end. I don't do that for a number of reasons, but anyway, my father Shom didn't do it. But by Yishtabach, that's when I by Bochum, that's when I saw you did. Then the question is, what do you do in Kriyashma? Do you take it off? Do you put it back? Shasrei? But that's not the issue. When else do you require eat of Rosh? So let's say a whole shiur on this. Number one, Kaisha Bracha, eat of Rosh, that's a Gemara Bachas. Number three. Chuppah, that's because of Chesha Bracha, that's not number three. Number three, Rashi calls it Bayechi, Bayechela, Melameh, Sheshchina, Lemaila, Me'ashresu, Shechela. Bayechazin, Yisrael, Yisrael, Amamita, as they said, Rashi, Bayechi. Quote of Shemamach. Benching is Chesha Bracha. Number four, Slichas. You say Slichas, Nisad, by God, the Sheikh Tzivit, you put a towel over here. Number five, 1 second, a Dayonim, a Mishnah Jewish. The Mishnah said, when Dayonim are about to judge, the Kerem of the Kibishmot. So what's the Mechanic of Shutaf? Number five, number six, is the Rambam, the end of Hillel Shabbos. The Rambam said that, Misadfin, when you go out to greet the Sabbath queen, Misadfin, you see it here in Yerushalayim. He sees it all the time. That most of his father do it, not Ashkenazim. They put on the towels on Hillel Shabbos on Friday night to go greet the Sabbath queen. They're putting on the towel before Shkia, the Al Tidak. That, my point is that whenever you're the president of the Shechina, whenever you're the president of the Shechina, you require eat of fresh. Don't say the whole Shia on this.
If we're in Yerushalayim, then are we always in the presence of the Shechina?
That's why Tachanun in Yerushalayim can be said, even though there's no Aron Kodesh, no Sefer Torah, in this room we can say
Tachanun. So we should wear a hat all the time.
We'll call it Nei Hashem.
So we should wear a hat all the time.
Nay.
Why?
That's another halacha, that's another Rambam. I can't discuss all the Rambams in Kalat Torah Kula, but I can discuss the Risk Golov on page number 3. The Risk Golov on page number 3. One of the most famous discourses, you must acquire the Chidushi Gris Alega La Teva. You don't have that? They say over from Absalom Echa, a guy came to his home. And the Rav came to his home, rather. And then the Rav said, bring me a Rama. Bring me a Rama. To discuss a certain Allah. And he didn't have a Rama. And Absalom Echa said,
wow.
Can it sign? Is it possible that a Jew can live? How's that possible? We can't tell. There's a risk of. Now it could be the Pshat of the Ramban is based on this risk of. The Pasuk says it was Chanan twice. Kimi goy godol. Chal Yisrael is, in effect, Hashem is praising us for two things. One, Kimi goy godol. Hashelo chukim mishmotim tzadikim. We are Yashua's nigger people. We do things honestly. We're honest people. That's the erste Sach. The zweite Sach, ki mi goy godo, asher lo elokim kov bimei lov, kashi em elokim, no bechol kol einu elav, agim asher shana. What did Masih Asher Shana, what is it possibly referred to? Tefillah b'tzibur. The only individuals, the only nation that has a concept of tefillah b'tzibur is Klal Yisrael. The non-Jews don't have such a concept. They pray.
Is that true?
Yes, 1,000%. There's no concept of tzibur as far as tefillah b'tzibur is concerned, except in Klal Yisrael. The Bris Kusa brings many rayos. What's the Gemara? And after Yizai Rosh Hashanah, Bris Kusa did Gimel Midosh and Chayzes Vekam. Person invokes Yud Gimel Midosh Hashem is Barach, Hashem Hashem Kelach and Vechanun. Those tefillahs are going to be answered. That's what Rashi said. Rashi says, "Im Yas." He quotes it. "Im Yaskirim Yisrael b'tefillahs Tanisam Einu Chayzes Vekam." That's only Klal Yisrael. There's a Krisas Bris. That's what it says in the pasuk. Negev kolam koyes and niflaos asher lo devu b'chol ha'aretz b'chol ha'goyim v'rochol ha'om asher tov v'kirbo es ma'aseh Hashem pina rohu asher ani esay imach dafka we call Yisrael. Of course it exists the gabi umas ha'ilam Hashem is merachim by them and halavai Hashem shim merachim on the ganze Welt with reference to this terrible, terrible virus, coronavirus, COVID-19. But at the end of the day, tefillah b'tzibur is a concept that exists only in Klal Yisrael. Such a notion. That's what the Biskulov here points out. It's true, there are Midas of Rachamim that exist vis-a-vis the Umas Olam as well. We saw in Sefer Yainam. There you have, by the way, in Sefer Yainam, not all the Midas of Rachamim are quoted. So I mentioned the Pasuk again, the left hand side. Ki Yidate Ki Atom, Chan of Racham Erech Hapayim Rav Chesed, V'nicha Amal Arol. I think it fell down right there. Correct. Anyway, no, there's a separate halacha apparently that Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Eis Tzava, and that's what I wanted to quote over here. No, basically the Kasher, because as the Eis Ramban, the Ramban defends the Bahag, who has the concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and what does the Megillah Esther say to defend the Ramban against the attack of the Bahag, against the attack of the Ramban? He said, what are you talking about? It's already included in the mitzvah of the Eis of Tefillah. There's only a mitzvah of the Eis of Tefillah. The answer is no, it's Rabba Tzvei Dinim. Rabba Zunda Alocha. Or Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a separate concept called Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a Chavas Yochid Beis Tzara, and guess what? There's a Chavas Tzibur Beis Tzara. That's, by the way, we have both today, right now, given what's happening, a Chavas Yochid Beis Tzara. There are Yechidim that, unfortunately, even some firm people, Lo Aleinu Hashem, should be merapi them before Shleima B'Kol, Mamash B'Tzaram Yadid. And then there are also, in the entire world, some Elohims that are engulfed with this terrible, terrible coronavirus. We have to daven, not just the Cheves Yochid, but Tefillah B'Tzibur. You have to daven. I think I mentioned to you, I did mention this about three Shlita. I mentioned the Sefer Orcha Tzadikim.
Yeah.
In the Shari Simcha.
Who's the Mechaber of that Sefer? Isn't it a mystery?
Or is you know?
Or is that a different Sefer? There's a Sefer that people don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say the
Chavar. I think that issue is the issue with that Sefer. I'm not sure. I don't know. But he writes in Shari Simcha that when you are Mispalo, Chas V'Sholom, just to be Mispalo for yourself. We have to be Mispalo for certainly all of Klal Yisrael, but even an obligation to daven the Neumas Olam should also be in order. And that's the whole, basically the entire Tanakh. I have here on page number 3, in the bottom of the page, Rabbein Mechaye. This is in the Parsha, of course, of Shlach. He writes there, Aida Yaakov Ned Leimor, Noga Beis Sol, Tayson Chul, you know the taste that Beis Mabe, top of the page, top there, top Tayson. Yeah, only he can do it. Beis Mabe is there. So on top of the page, Tayson Chulin mentions this, by the way, I'll let you thought that's the marker for Yisker, that on Yisker is supposed to be Nadev, Abu Shunada. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach, is an Eisar, Amishnah Rosh Hashanah, that's a Zayin. Which says in Eisar Leperos, it's a Midas Adin. Each of these young Tom has an aspect of din to it. And Mela said Eisar. Eisar requires Tzvila and requires a Tzedakah. Eisar, you have to give Tzedakah. And we know that, like the Gemara says in Brachas, here on page number 4, Eilakar is Balkan, Marius, the Tzvila, the Gemara of Kesmanawa. The Tzvila B'Tzibur, Hashem always answers Tzvila B'Tzibur. Eilakar is Balkan, Marius. The Rabbim has in Perachesa the Tzvila. Now I remember the Gemara and the Rambam because they're both in the same pagination. Gemara and the Chesed Aleph and the Rambam Perek Chesed for Tzvila. Tzvila Satzibur Nishma'as Tomim. Always join the Tzibur. And there's the famous, you know, the the Chavi, the Kashti, the Targum Unkelos.
Susu
Bausi, correct, which the Biskov and the Meshachachma already point out that refers to exactly the Chilab between Tzilab Yach and Tzilab Tzibor. What's the difference between Chereb and Kashis? Excellent. Chereb, the moment, is drawn from its scabbard, and Achman Litzan, the Chereb is going to be utilized, it will pierce, God forbid, Achman Litzan, the individual. That's Tzilab Tzibor. Keshet depends on how many schusim I have. The more schusim I have, the greater the tzaddik, the more matuach the keshet, the more taught it's going to be. The greater the impact it will have. That's the tzagum. Schusi ubausi. Vani nosati lachosh chemachad alachecha asher lakach b'miyad ha'emori b'charbi u'v'kashdi. Zog the tzagum unkos. It's schusi ubausi. One of the earliest things I remember from my father, I was a little kid, probably 6-7 years old. My father said, oh, tzagum unkos. So here we have the koyach of Tzilu B'Tzibur. You know where I see it? I see rise in the davening phase. Look at the davening that's found on page 4. Al zeh shivcha ahuvim v'yom mukel. V'nasin yedidim. V'nir shiris is rochos. Rochos v'idos v'mel v'dol chad v'kayam. When I was in the choir, and I was maybe 7 years old. Rom v'niso, gadol v'noiro, mashpil geyim, magdiya shefol v'yeyim, motzi asirem ufoyde anove v'yayze dalim, yoy nel yamo, il yamo yisroel, v'yeshav. That Kodesh Baruch Hu answers Amo Yisrael Beishav Meilov. I don't have that voice of that game, that's for sure. But I know the Amo Beishav Meilov. The moment we cry out to Hashem is Baruch. By the way, yeah, he answers. Who Amo Yisrael? Only Kav Yisrael. Or we have, however, in the Tefillah Vaneinu. Look what we say over there. Al Tefenah Rishenu. We said it yesterday, 2 days ago. Hey, you know Kol Shabbosenu. You know Chazal Nachameinu. Terem Niko Eilecho Aneinu. Well, you tell me, go by the end. Wow. What a kayak Klal Yisrael has. What's the kayak? A tzibur has an unbelievable kayak. Even before they call out to Hashem, by the way, the moment the tzibur appears, Hashem just... Whatever you say. Salami Bologna. What was that?
Salami
Bologna. Salami Bologna. It's stuck. If I come as a yachid, not so posh. For you, yes, but not for me. When I come as part of a tzibur, wow, Kach HaTzibur is absolutely massive. And this also in the Tur Shalach. On the next page, page number 5 here, I just quote a few Ma'am Mekenis. The Chavi Bekashi, you see at the bottom? This is both the Rizkov and the Shachachma. You take a look at that, the Shachachma. The Shachachma is a Meir Diga Sefer. I think I told you, he wrote the Sefer when he was 18 years old.
He didn't want to release it.
It wasn't published because they told him that say you're a Darshan. You don't know how to learn. It was only published posthumously after his death, many, many decades later on. And it has in it, Lumnus, Shein Kamo, Kolato Akula, Shein Kamo, Shalmi, Nigle, Nista, Drash, Halochis, Agodis.
Does your Shiva think he's just a darshan? How could they say that? They're on a different level.
Zagoin.
He went. That's the famous story. Where he went to the river and he like diverted the flood from the whole city.
Okay, that's a gemal chulit. But before I get to that, they say that also a lot of meisim by these gedolei Yisrael. These gedolei Yisrael have a koyach adir, just like we had gedolei Yisrael with a koyach adir, the Sarat Torah, Baruch Chaim Arukim, and many others throughout the Deiris, Deiris. The Banshom responds to individuals who are very high Bali Madrega. I quoted the other day the Natsiva, the Kidmas Ha'emek. I quoted it actually in Shul a week ago. That the Kidmas Ha'emek points out there are two levels based on the Ramban. There's someone who is a regular guy, like all of us, regular people, and we live in the Kashmistic world and we try our best to be Medakti Mitzvahs and to learn Torah, to do things we're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, we have to operate with Erech HaTeva. Mashenkin, there are Yechidis Kula who are essentially Zoichet to his Pashtus Hagashmias. They come to Madrega, which no one can imagine, and they're Dobrik at Hashem is Baruch. They're Zoichet to Nisim, to a level of Ritochan, the average person is not Zoichet to. Take a look at the top of page 5. This Sifrei, I heard from our Salvation many, many years ago. is an unbelievable sifri. He always, my father was very troubled by this. My father asked the kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu desperately wants to get to Eretz Yisrael. How many tefillos did he launch? More than that.
15.
Correct.
Ve'eschanan
al Hashem. Tough test love tefillos. So there's one thing that my father said, what is going on? Namely, something which is absolutely incomprehensible. Why isn't Klal Yisrael davening for Moshe Rabbeinu to enter Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu, what he did to intervene on behalf of Klal Yisrael at the Cheder Egel, this week's Parsha Kisisa, and came out every step along the way when Klal Yisrael was in a state of turmoil, when Klal Yisrael were frustrated, when Klal Yisrael just were in need of someone to intervene, comes Moshe Rabbeinu to the fore. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is suffering because he's not able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lahavdil is Valfi Abdullahs. After I learned in Eretz Yisrael, 1971-72, I did not stop dreaming, how am I going to get to Eretz Yisrael? How's that going to happen? Before I got married. And I was crying all the time when I said the Itelecha every Motzei Shabbos when I came to Yehi Hashem Yishuvon Uvavu Tziyay Merinah. I used to start crying every Motzei Shabbos from 1971 on till the year 1994.
What about
Tav Shofar? I cried more than just over here.
Okay.
And the Rebbeinu Shem in his absolute chesed and kindness gave us the opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael, which was Nisan. Now, Begolcher was much smarter than I am. He came much, much earlier. And so the question is, why didn't Klal Yisrael daven to Hashem's Baruch on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mores in his philosophy of Shabbat, and I'm Pelo Otsu. My father was by this kasha my whole life. And all of a sudden, I saw that he produced the Sifrei Kedako that said the following. The Shosha Sorcha Meister Egel, the second column, second item on page 5. Amarati Vispalati Aleh. Moshe Rabbeinu said the moment they went astray, Moshe Rabbeinu right away intervened. Bishamatai Bishamata Tulasi, Bisalakta Labainam. Hayisi Sabar, Shani Moyam Bitvila, Behemlo Ispalu Alai. Wow! What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? When I'm having a personal Sarah, I want to get to Eretz Yisrael. What should they have done, Noach?
Pray for it.
Come back, they should have done with me, and they didn't do so. Wow. What a taina. And it says in Kal Vachemer. Alei Dvorim, Kal Vachemer. Im tfilas yochid al harabim, kach nishmas. If Moshe Abin is tfilah, who's a yochid, and yet he's davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem listens to those tfilahs. Tfilas harabim al harabim, haskam al harabim. If the rabbi would have davened Moshe Abin, he would have entered Eretz Yisrael. Pilei ploy. So all this is just simply to underscore and to stress the koyach atzilah b'tzibur, and that's really what the entire this whole sheet is all about, to go through the koyach atzilah b'tzibur. Ramban, one second, Ramban, page 7 is another famous Ramban. There's a whole discussion in Rishayna, but just on the bottom of page 7. The Ramban Shita, by the way, this is mentioned by the Prima Golden, he points this out. It's discussed by the Gaon Apostle, namely, tefillos d'oraisa going to Ramban when? Only based tzar. But every day, tefillah is not daraisa. Who holds tefillah daraisa all the time? Ramban. The famous holds Ramban, what I explained to you before in the era of Salvagic. However, the Ramban is another shita. There is another time where tefillah is also daraisa. When is that? On Yom Tov. Wow. The time Mikroi Kodesh, the word Mikroi Kodesh has two, Pasha and Emor, has two translations. Where the Targum translates Mikroi Kodesh, a holy happening, or a holy day of convocation, where the Ramban interprets it, Lashon Asifa. As the Ramban said, the time of Kohen Kodesh, you'll be emazeh, kulam kuim, and asafa, the Kaddish also, ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael, the covenant of Esau, lakim bi yayin moyed, it's a mitzvah, mitzvah la'aysa, to gather on Yom Tov, the Kaddish ayom, b'fayesi, b'tfila, b'halo, you always halo on Yom Tov, it's a din la'aysa. Normally, halo the Ramban, the Ramban is Chanukah. But on Yom Tov, it's a din la'aysa. Because the Kiyah,
also the la'aysa?
That's a good question. Well, also, so Yom Nishtek, and Moshe Nehem, and Kabbalah, the Chu Ichum, Mashman, the Pasuk in the Chenya. שום מתקים, שום מונס, לנוכל, כדי שיום לאדוננו. ויארצי ארצו, כי חפש השם במוסכם, ונאם מיקרו קודש ולא שם קוי העדה. What does Mikol Kodesh mean? It means a gathering, a holy day of convocation. What's convocation? Where we gather together, Klal Yisrael, then we have Din D'Oraisa Tefillah. Okay, Ayotz and Gold Vareno, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is exactly what the doctor ordered. And this is, by the way, the next last two pages is also talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur. And there's no question that we are now in an Eis Sara, not just for Klal Yisrael, for the entire world. It's in a terrible, terrible Eis Sara. And Eis Sara demands Tefillah. And we have to daven Hashem is with all of our kriches, that number one, the Magefa should be completely netzar, not just from Klal Yisrael, but from the Musa Elam as well. And the Balshim should somehow give all of us a fourth time. I just want to wish those who are unfortunately about to go and leave that to give you a bracha. I'll take Bichas Hed to Kalabena. The verse says the brachas. So, I should give you a bracha. It was, first of all, I hope some of you will continue, Mitzvah Hashem.